With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is eyeing Chicago as the next city to launch his anti-crime plans. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that.
After ordering a federal takeover of the Washington, D.C. Police Department and deploying National Guard troops to the streets here in the nation's capital, the president says Chicago could be his next target.
And we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this. And it won't even be tough.
The president claimed that people in Chicago are screaming for us to come. After that, he says he'll try and help New York. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Democrats are growing concerned over new data about voters. Correspondent Ken Lorman says a lot of folks are leaving the party, and they're doing it quick.
According to a new analysis of voter registration data by the New York Times, fewer and fewer Americans are choosing to be Democrats. The exodus is occurring in battleground states, the bluest states, even the reddest states. The Times says Democrats lost about 2.1 million registered voters between the 2020 and 2024 elections in 30 states, along with Washington, D.C., that allow people to register with a political party. Republicans gained 2.4 million. Ken Lorman reporting.
President Trump is calling national security and privacy concerns related to TikTok and its Chinese parent company highly overrated. He says he'll keep extending the deadline for the popular video sharing platform until there is a buyer. Congress approved a U.S. ban on TikTok unless its parent company, ByteDance, sold its controlling stake. China has released new interim measures to tighten controls on mining and processing of rare earths that are used in many high-tech products, including electric vehicles, smartphones, and fighter jets. China has a headlock on the international supply of these items. This is SRN News. Anti-Semitism is on the rise in Romania, where the Jewish population was devastated first by the Holocaust and decades of communist rule later. Alexander Florian of the Elie Wiesel National Institute for the Study of the Holocaust in Romania says, quote, "Anti-Semitism is exploding on social media, Facebook, TikTok, and Telegram, though less visible in traditional mass media. The COVID pandemic amplified conspiracy theories dating back to the 19th century. Last fall, there was a public ceremony to commemorate a Romanian fascist leader. Another Indian state is making it harder to spread the gospel. Officials in Uttarakhand are expanding their anti-conversion laws to include all communication via digital media. That means if a Christian is caught evangelizing online, he can be prosecuted. The state is the first one in India to expand its anti-conversion ban in this way, and it's feared that other states in the country will soon follow suit. This is SRN News. A new investigation reveals the risks of railroads policing their own bridges.
The Howard Center for Investigative Journalism at Arizona State University found railroads can withhold bridge inspection results from the public, unlike highway bridges, which are inspected by government agencies that publish findings online. Railroad bridges are inspected by railroads themselves. That means there is no public access to inspections and minimal federal oversight. This secrecy has contributed to missed warning signs, delayed repairs, and bridge collapse. John Scott reporting.
Garrett Gallegos homered and pitched five innings to help Nevada beat Connecticut 8-2 in their Little League World Series semifinal yesterday, setting up a title game against Taiwan today. The Las Vegas team looking for Nevada's first title. Taiwan is going for its first since 1996 and 18th overall. This is SRN News.